Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Mourners gathered by candlelight Wednesday to remember Kristen Ballant Huntington, a 30-year-old Fairbanks woman who was slain. Huntington was last seen alive January the 8th, leaving her apartment in Hamilton Acres. She was reported missing by her family January the 10th. She was found in an empty apartment in the evening of January 12th. Her death was ruled a homicide Tuesday, according to City of Fairbanks Communications Director Till Soden. The Fairbanks Police Department has not made an arrest as of Wednesday evening, but is actively working the case. The vigil was attended by young and old alike, all carrying candles lit either by fire or battery. Those gathered included representatives of Indigenous Lives Matter, which organized the event, Healing Natives Hearts Coalition, Alaska Native Women's Resource Center, and Huntington's family and friends. Kaylin Huntington, Kristen's sister-in-law, was one of the organizers, saying, quote, "This is just a really trying time, and we just want to put the awareness out. Anyone with information about Huntington's disappearance or death is asked to contact the Fairbanks Police Detective Division at 450-6550 or by email at fpdinvestigations@fairbanks.us. A group pushing for the overhaul of Alaska's oil and gas tax system says it has enough signatures to get the initiative on the ballot in the fall. Vote Yes for Alaska's Fair Share announced the collection of more than 43,000 signatures. That's more than 14,000 than the required 28,000. The group announced its plan earlier this week to turn in the signatures to election officials on Friday. The initiative seeks to raise the minimum tax and do away with tax credits for three of Alaska's larger legacy oil fields. Merrick Pierce, a group spokesperson from Fairbanks, said, quote, "If the Fair Share Act were in place today, the state would be closer to funding our budget and paying out a full PFD without imposing new taxes on Alaskans." A LifeMed Alaska plane crashed near the Unalaska airport this morning. KUCB reports that city officials say the plane crashed after takeoff, going into the water between the runway and Hog Island, roughly a mile offshore. In a statement, an Alaska city clerk, Marjorie Veter, said all three people on board were evacuated by boat and taken by ambulance to the local health clinic. An Anchorage-based official with the National Transportation Safety Board said the agency was aware of the accident. And for more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. This is Gary Black.